The diffusion equation is related to a random walk. And a random walk is one where at every time step, the random walker chooses with 50% should it step left or should it step right. And if you started with two random walkers next to each other like this, then in the next time step, this one would go left and right, and this one would go left and right, and it would produce something like this. At this point, I should divide this by two, but it was easier to draw like this, so I didn't. So you have to normalize them yourself, right? And then I went from here to the next time step, and I every one of these go one to, these two in the center put two here and two there, and these put one there and one there, and anyway, you get this. And you keep going like that, and it starts to build a Gaussian. So a random walk will eventually build a Gaussian, because the rule that you use for this random walk is that you look at position S, and you take the, I should have divided this by two, you take the change at a certain position is that you take away what's there, and you put half of it, 0.5 at n of s plus 1, and you put half at n of s minus 1, which is basically what I wrote there. There I wrote what I did. I didn't normalize every time. I took them away and I added them to the sides. But this is a discrete second derivative. So you see this as the discrete version of the diffusion equation, and the diffusion constant comes in by the way you choose the time step and the distance between the and the step that the walkers take. So that would determine the diffusion constant. So if you have a random walk, it eventually will make a Gaussian if you make enough steps taking a random walk. And the rules that you use for a random walk are the discrete version of the diffusion equation. So you get the same. Eventually, you'll get the solution to the diffusion equation if you go through this this random walk. There's also something called the central limit theorem that says if you take a function and you convolve it with itself many times, you always get a Gaussian. And basically, that's what we're doing. We're taking the second one is the convolution of the first one with itself. The third one is the convolution of the first one with the second one. And the next one is the convolution of the third one with the first one, and so forth. Every time I convolve one of these with the one at the top, and it gives me the next one. And when you do that many times, the central limit theorem will say that you will get Gaussian. And this is one of the reasons why Gaussians appear so often in physical problems, because many things that include some kind of random behavior involve convolving things many times together.